And Brazil's state oil company, Petrobras, lost 15% of its market value this week. That's some $10 billion. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Sao Paulo on why oil analysts predict more trouble ahead for the oil giant.
These should have been golden days for Petrobras. In the last 5 years off the coast of Brazil, they've discovered massive underwater oil fields, but the finds are buried under 2 miles of rock and salt, making it expensive and time-consuming to get there, which means Petrobras needs money, lots of it. One of the ways to get the money is through raising prices at the pump in Brazil, and Petrobras announced it is doing just that to the tune of 4% for gasoline. But that was well below market expectations, causing the value of the company to tumble. Adriano Pires is a professor at Rio Federal University. He says Brazil's government is worried about controlling inflation ahead of next year's presidential elections and not doing what's best for the company.
He says the government's policy for pricing gasoline and diesel is still focused on inflation control,
and that is part of a political agenda to help Dilma Rousseff's re-election next year. Violent protests broke out last summer over an increase in public transport fares. Sticker shock at the pump, it is feared, could lead to another wave of demonstrations. Peters says Petrobras also has a mountain of debt to the tune of $81 billion. So Petrobras is in a very hard situation, he says, because it has no cash and they can't borrow anymore either. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.